Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right, ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. It's time. Are you ready? It's another episode of
Puppies.
Wine and snacks.
Sorry. Maybe we shouldn't try doing that anymore.
No, I mean, I feel like someday. But I think I'm changing the inflection, so I think it's throwing you off.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like you're tricking me purposely.
I'm a trickster.
You certainly are. Well, we've made it into 2021, and I think everyone kind of thought 2021 was going to be better.
By the way, I'm Katie.
Oh, I'm Abby.
We're besties.
Yes, we are.
Well, 2021 is already better because you were wearing the coolest hoodie from the coolest best friend ever.
That's true. So I got my Christmas present was a little belated from Katie, but definitely worth the wait. I got a sweatshirt that says Serial Killer Documentaries and Chill.
And it, I mean, I ordered it way before Christmas, just so you know, because Abby loves to give me a hard time about, okay, you're right. In the past, I have been a little late with the prezzies. But this time, I swear to you, I think it was just the shipping was late.
This could have came years later, and I would have been thrilled. This is, like, the coolest sweatshirt I own.
I'm glad you like it. You look so cute with it on.
Thank you.
Yeah, shake those titties.
Titties, titties, titties.
So, all right, we've got some Real Housewives. We're going to talk about Bravo because we snuggle puppies, we drink wine, and we eat snacks. Have you snacked yet today?
I did. I went to the gas station, and I bought barbecue corn nuts.
Wow.
Goes really well with my New Year's resolution.
It's fine. It's fine. Well, I had fruit and I wish I would have had corn nuts.
At the spot. I had corn nuts and a chocolate milk.
That is, you're like a 15-year-old boy.
Yeah, some may describe me that way.
Well, it sounds yummy. Which housewife are you into talking about first?
Hey, this is up to you.
Because there's a few we're not going to talk about because I've had a little bit of a back injury.
Do we want to talk about you guys, your back injury?
This is such a shit show. So it started when I was plunging a toilet on Monday. And don't ask me how I threw out my back plunging a toilet. But it's like the muscle that goes across my shoulder blades, right? So that was on Monday. Feels fine. Wednesday, I work out. I do spin. I'm doing push-ups on the bike. I feel like a little ding, ding, ding. And I'm like, oh, crap. So I back it down. And then I don't work out until Tuesday. I'm doing push-ups on the bike, another spin class. And then it's like my left shoulder blade, the muscle around it. It is F-U-C-K, dude.
And so Katie has been very, she's been trying to rest, but out of commission, really.
You know I hate this.
I know you do. I don't know why. I will find any excuse to lay on my couch for days on end. And you're like, oh, I need to do things.
I'm like, it's more painful for me to lay on the couch. Like, it hurts my body.
Oh. Push through it. It'll get better.
Thanks. Thanks for the words of encouragement.
You're welcome.
Oh, my God. Okay, we could kick things off with Dallas because it's back.
Yeah.
So I love Dr. Tiffany.
I do too. Oh my God. I really like her. I love a girl that's really smart, but really funny, which is probably why I love you so much.
Oh, I love you too. You know what is really refreshing is I feel like, and you know, take from a page of the book of Jen Shah from Salt Lake, you know, like Jen Shah is coming in, you know, she's watched Housewives. She knows all the tricks and she's doing it. She's wearing open-toed stilettos in the snow. She's ridiculous. She's roller skating around an office that she doesn't own. Tiffany Moon doesn't need to do that. She literally, I feel like she's being very authentic, yes?
I agree. I think she's being who she is.
And it's fun.
As it turns out, she's like really funny. Like even in like her one-on-ones, like I find myself laughing. I found myself laughing throughout that episode.
And she's like Doogie Howser, but better because she got her MD when she was 23. What the fuck were you doing when you were 23? Because I know what I was doing, not getting an MD.
I know when she was telling like her educational history, and she was like, yeah, and then I graduated from college at 19. And I was like, wait, what? Like, I was like doing the math. I was like, was I supposed to be done with college at 19?
Yeah, I was for sure like puking up some sort of fruit punch vodka mixture into a bush behind a frat house. Big facts.
Same.
I love her. I think she's such a great addition. I think she should have been added to this a long time ago. I love that Mama D wants Mama her D. as a daughter with Deandra.
Mama D 100% wants to replace Deandra with Tiffany.
Also, let's talk about how Mama D just like doesn't even give a rip when it comes to fat shaming poor Deandra.
Not at all.
Not at all.
Not one bit.
Oh my God, look at your witch cup.
Oh, do you want to hear that story?
Yeah, real quick about the Superman cup, because I'm still looking for it online. This is a travesty.
So I believe it was in 2009, the movie Superman Returns came out, saw it in the theaters, and I got one of those big giant soda cups that's like a commemorative Superman Returns cup. And I've had it ever since, and I love it. It's my water cup because it holds so much water.
It's the hangover
cup.
And so
I like, never have to refill it. Mm-hmm. I went to fill it up last week, and all the water was running out of it because it had cracked on the side.
Because it was like a shitty movie theater cup that wasn't supposed to last over a decade.
Well, now I have a witch cup.
Well, I think you did it proud, and I like that witch cup too.
Still, you too. It's not as big, but it's good.
Yeah. Okay, so there's like three big things that happen at Dallas because we're really just gearing up, and we're, you know, like Leanne's no longer on the show. Mm-hmm. So we've got, there's a play date at Stephanie's house. There's a garage sale at Cameron's. And then there's a pool party back at Stephanie's house. So the play date at Stephanie's house is where we hear about how Brandy dealt with this awful video coming to light.
Yeah. So some background on that. I think it was right before the pandemic in the beginning of 2020. It was like an Instagram story that she had posted where she was in her head making fun of her eyes because they're a little bit squinty, but she was definitely being incredibly racist to the Asian population. And that came out. And, you know, it is nice to see that she feels awful about this. And I feel like her conversation with Stephanie was really genuine. Her conversation later was a little bit more like, do you feel bad or do you want people to feel bad for you?
Are you the victim?
Yeah.
That you were an asshole. I mean, it's awful. It's awful.
It's terrible.
And like her kids are in the background. And like, this is something that happened 3 years ago.
Yeah.
I don't know.
The video like just came to light. Like people just noticed it. And she was like very much a part of like that cancel culture. Like, let's get rid of her.
So, and she was like telling Stephanie about how like she checked herself into like a rehab facility because she was suicidal. And she was distraught at the reaction of this video. So we've got that. Next, we move on to Cameron's ridiculous ass at this fucking garage sale.
Can I just tell you, like, I was never, like, a huge Cameron fan.
Oh, why?
But I just want to be around her all the time.
She's so fun.
She fascinates me. She spent the entire time at this ridiculous garage sale finding things she decided she didn't want to sell.
I could relate to that in my soul. Also, like, the part, and I felt so bad when she was talking about her little puppy passing away, but she wasn't there, and it was that her husband forgot to give the medication, and it took her so long to forgive him. I could definitely, see, Sean would know that my reaction would not be great if he didn't give Napoleon his medication, you know?
Oh, Sean would, like, pack up and move before you even got home, knowing that he was kicked out of the house.
I just felt so bad for her. I don't know. I see a lot of myself in Cameron, you know, besides being filthy rich. Tall, thin, and beautiful. But the rest of it, I'm there. I would pick through that garage sale too, girl.
Well, and then she's getting this new puppy, Fancy. And not only did they hire someone to help train the puppy, but basically that person is also helping to train Cameron on how to treat her dog.
Whatever. Hater.
Yeah, I agree. I was like, it's a dog. You should love it and give it attention and do all those fun things. So get out of here, sir.
I mean, every time I see my dogs, I am screaming at them. with love.
It's like the first time you've ever seen a dog.
Every time.
Every time. So, it's really fun being on the phone with you.
Dog food. Oh, God, I love that. But a lot of this episode, I feel like, is gearing up for the meeting between Brandy and Tiffany. How is Tiffany going to react?
Right? She's from Beijing.
Okay.
And that was kind of the cliffhanger of the episode.
Well, we go to the pool party, though.
Yeah, but did they ever finish that conversation?
No, but I want to talk about who is that redhead?
I don't know, but apparently she has a droopy vagina. Is what? There more you need to know?
Like, when Tiffany was like, in all of my biology classes, I never knew what a gobbler was. Was that other, I don't even know what that other redhead's name was.
It's Jen.
Jen. So was she supposed to be a housewife?
I feel like she's vying to be a housewife, but I don't think she is one, no.
We have Dr. Tiffany, so we don't need another housewife.
Not at all.
But yeah, so they're at this pool party. Everyone's cool. Everyone's chill. New redhead shows Brandy. They show each other their vaginas and say they both have gobblers.
Can someone educate me on that? Like, is that like the labia majora just being a little flappidier than normal?
Yeah, I think flappidier is definitely a medical term.
Much like gobbler.
New redhead, pull it together.
Right. You don't just show up at a pool party and say, let's show each other vaginas. You wait until at least the third meeting.
And I like how Carrie has to go around and sort of like referee it. And she's like, no. New redhead. Hers is longer. I was like, wow.
Carrie was right up in there. She's like, I have to be there.
I need to see this. So then they're sitting around and they're eating and they want to talk about what's a good thing and what's a bad thing about quarantine. And Carrie said that her business went in the shitter. I wasn't ever a personal fan of her jewelry, so.
Thank you for stating the obvious.
And then Deandra went to a shaman.
Which Cameron thinks is a magical wizard.
Then Brandy talks about the video, and then she gets really emotional. And then that's when Brandy and Tiffany go outside. And then we hear about Tiffany and about how, you know, she was separated from her parents when she was young. And then when she moved over to the States and she was 6 years old, and she was saying, people mocked me. And like, oh my God, I was like kind of emotional at this part. Like, I definitely cried.
Right. I mean, because she basically was put on a plane. She lived with her grandma. Her parents came to the US. She was put on a plane to join her parents when she was six. And she didn't know a word of English. So, I mean, not only knowing English, but then trying to go to an American school and then trying to learn English at the same time. And I'm sure she had a very heavy accent. I'm sure she lived with those kind of racist comments or, you know, that kind of bullying her entire life.
Yeah, it was just sad. So they did do like a to be continued. So we're going to find out more about, you know, Brandy learning more, listening. And I don't know. I'm excited for more from Dr. Moon because I think she's the bomb.com.
I just think she's really funny.
She's so funny. I like love like her cute little twins, and I like how she met her husband in the club. Oons. I don't know. I'm here for it. Sidebar. Thank you for that burrito bowl recipe. It was really good.
Did that work out?
It worked out perfect. And I'm not usually like a 100 fan of like making my own cauliflower rice. I never feel like I do it right. But like the taco seasoning was a chef's kiss.
Well, that's the thing is, I'm not a fan of cauliflower rice in general. Like, cauliflower rice tastes like cauliflower. It doesn't taste like rice. But if you're going to mix it with, like, taco seasoning and there's salsa in there, it doesn't make a difference then.
Chicken. That's good.
Okay, so moving on to Real Housewives of OC. It starts with, Bronwyn and Sean aren't getting along. And Bronwyn finally admits that she's pushing Sean away.
She just needs to break up with him. It needs to be over.
It's so mean. And the other thing, too, is like her big gripe about him is that he always wants to fix it and he never just wants to listen. And I can understand that. Like, you know, when I call and like bitch and moan to my dad, he's always like, well, did you do this? Do you want to do this? And that like sometimes drives me insane. Right. It's like I just want someone to listen. But like, that's not a reason to like stop loving your husband. Like, talk to him about it.
I just can't watch it and not think what an asshole she is.
Right. She's far past the point of loving him anymore. And instead of just cutting him loose, she's just making him miserable.
Yeah. Like when she was saying that she like feels trapped and, you know, oh, all you do is come home and sit on your phone. Like, I can't help but wonder to myself and say, self, maybe that's because that's what Sean needs to do to make money for you and your 7 children and the very lovely life that you have. I don't know. She just, they just need to split because it's so uncomfortable to watch.
Well, especially when she was talking about her friend who she admires, her friend who's her girlfriend, right? That's her girlfriend.
Yes.
Okay. That she admires so much and she's like, she's a single mother and she pays all of her bills on her own. Well, yeah, go get a job.
Go get a job. That's exactly what I said.
So Bronwyn can fuck off.
So Gina is scooping Emily on the girls trip. And I got to tell you, Emily is slowly becoming my favorite this season. I know she's already your favorite.
Right.
She is talking about Bronwyn's very Kelly Ben Simone behavior. Because where were they? Arrowhead? Is that what that place was even called?
Lake Arrowhead.
Oh, Arrowhead. My bad. But, you know, Bronwyn didn't want them talking about Shannon. But then all of a sudden, Bronwyn wanted to talk about Shannon, about how Shannon drinks a lot and how John drinks a lot and how John was wasted at a golf outing and he had to be picked up by his dad. And I was like, where's the problem?
Also been there. Like, I don't think I've ever gone to a golf outing and left sober.
No. I'm like, why do you care so much? Bronwyn is so involved in other people's shit.
Well, and I love that, like, the conversation was about, like, those two were talking about Shannon, but really the main point of their conversation was that Bronwyn says she doesn't like to talk shit about people and then constantly talk shit about people.
Right. And they end up thinking the reason that Bronwyn does this is so that she can, you know, smoke and mirrors, don't look at all my bullshit, let's look at everyone else's.
Exactly. So then Emily and Elizabeth end up having lunch. And this is where Elizabeth is like, you know, when I was in Arrowhead, Bronwyn was a really great friend and she was super close and it was awesome. You know, I really opened up to her. And then I've tried like FaceTiming with her a couple of times and she's just super unresponsive, like no facial expressions.
This seriously doesn't surprise me at all because I watch her and she has like a super hard time.
It is Ryan here and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
I'm connecting with people if it isn't a self-serving purpose.
Exactly.
Like, I don't know. I was texting with one of my friend's moms who watches this as well. And we were just talking about, like, you can tell that she just, the connection with her kids is, like, so bizarre. Like, she's, like, she's watching someone else's kid.
Yeah.
Right?
And it's, I think she's one of those people who, like, if she's not involved in the conversation, if it doesn't, like, personally affect her, she doesn't really feel a need to be there.
Yes. Okay. So why do you think then when they were in the woods and Elizabeth was like opening up to Bronwyn, why was Bronwyn so receptive?
I think because at that point, Bronwyn could be like, well, look at me helping you.
Oh, God. Probably.
Which is gross.
Abby, name 5 things you can see.
That was like the dumbest shit I've ever seen in my life. I mean, maybe that does help people with panic attacks. I shouldn't say anything. I don't have panic attacks. But if I was having a panic attack and someone said, name 5 things you can see, I'd be like, I'm going to punch you in the fucking face.
So I have to tell you, I have seen this on Pinterest before, and I think it's called grounding.
Oh, cool. So she took it from Pinterest.
Yeah, she's a Pinterest therapist.
She's a pin therapist.
She's a therapist. What are your thoughts on Shannon and John's relationship? Like, when they were talking about it? Like, what do you...
I feel like they get along really well when things aren't crazy. I think a pandemic has an effect on everyone's relationship. They seem normal to me.
Yeah, I wasn't thinking, like, red flags.
Not at all. And I thought it was really sweet when he was like, yeah, of course, like, you know, the pandemic, we were together a lot. And yes, I am saying that, like, I do need some space in that way. But, like, I also don't like being away from you.
I believe he said, "I don't tire of Shannon."
I thought that was so cute.
So, like, Sean was kind of, like, in the background at that part. And Sean, like, he was like, what if I said that to you? I don't tire of Katie. And I looked at him and I was like, I can change that.
So
challenge accepted.
You would take you could something be wrong. Nice someone says about you and be like, let me prove you wrong.
I feel like Sean doesn't tire of Katie. Yeah, I thought that was sweet too. I think Shannon and John are fine. They're just being nitpicky bitches. And they're hating on the quarantine party.
And the other thing too is like, was Shannon like psychotic about, you know, getting sick in COVID? Yes.
Right.
And that can be a lot to handle. Did she do it for a reason? Absolutely. I mean, she's in a situation where like she can get deathly ill.
Yeah. And her kids were like totally dicks about it too. Like they didn't seem to care and take it as seriously as she did. So I'm sure that for someone who is high strung already, that would be very stressful.
And then to be living with your boyfriend at the time, I'm sure he was just like, how do I get away from this?
Yeah, I feel like they handled it the best that they could, just like we all did.
I don't think it was, I mean, we all had our psychotic moments during this pandemic.
Mm-hmm. I want to give just like one quick shout out to Archie, the golden retriever, for chilling in the jacuzzi.
I thought that was so cute.
I want that fucking dog. I want Archie to actually have an orange. I want him to be a real house dog of the OC.
He was so adorable. They just come outside and he's just sitting in the jacuzzi.
So cute. Archie's like my spirit animal. Yeah, but anyways, oh yeah. So, well, during that, Kelly tells Shannon about what everyone talked about in Arrowhead. And she talks about how Gina was talking about Shannon's relationship. And then about how Bronwyn is a hypocrite. So Shannon is getting the details about how people were discussing her relationship. Sorry, that was my point. So this this was like the ramp up to like a full blowout. Everyone's going to fight and be like, why were you talking shit about me? Why do you care that Sean got drunk at a golf outing? MYOB.
Well, I mean, considering next week is the season finale and they're having
Oh my God, is it already?
Yeah, they said it's the season finale and it's a beach party and they all fly off the handle at each other.
Oh, well, perfect. Well, why did I just unplug my headphones?
You were like, I'm over this podcast. I'm out. That offends me.
Okay, what was the other one you wanted to talk about?
Do you want to talk about Atlanta?
Yes.
So my favorite thing about Atlanta is you texted me after you watched it. We're just like fourth wall broken down so many times.
That is my favorite thing. And I feel like Bravo has been allowing this so much, literally in every single franchise, breaking down the fourth wall. And Kenya is doing like a karate roundhouse chop kick to it.
Absolutely. It starts out with Kenya doing that because Cynthia, is it Mall? Her sister?
Mallory.
Okay.
Mall.
I thought she called her Mall. And hey, Mall. I was like, what is that short for? Okay, Mal. That
Mallory. It's a beautiful Mallory. Name, Mallory. Mallory Bailey.
And Kenya, they go do yoga and they start talking about the wedding stuff. And Cynthia starts talking about how her and is it Mike? Mm-hmm. Kind of had a little tiff when they were looking at the venue. And Kenya straight up goes into Cynthia, like calls her out.
Yeah, she's like, you only want to get married on 10-10-20 with a big wedding for the show. Which I watched that and I was like, where's the lie?
Right. She's like, you'll need to have producers there. And if there's not a show, then you don't want to get married.
Yeah, then you want to do the big wedding on another day. But I was like so confused because at first I thought that she wanted a wedding no matter what on that day. But then it was like, oh, she wanted a big wedding for the show and it didn't matter what day. I don't know. But anyways, so they break down the, you know, and then Cynthia's like, you know, I'm not getting married for the show and I didn't get a divorce for the show. Also, Cynthia's argumentative voice, like when they were in a fight, like I was triggered. Like it went so high pitch and I was just like,
cover your ears.
I know. I just had a blanket over my head. I guess, okay. Oh, and Kenya feels bad for ruining the engagement. So, okay. So she did do that on purpose then, even though she was trying to say that she didn't.
I don't think she was saying that she did it on purpose, but I think she's finally owning up to like, I almost did do that.
But if it was an accident, why is she continuing to try to need to make good on it?
That is a great point, Katie.
You know what I'm
saying?
Maybe it wasn't. I don't know. Well, she wants to throw a surprise engagement party, which is not for the show. Wink, wink, wink.
Good point.
But Candy has to pretend like she's the one who's throwing the party because no one will come if they find out that Kenya's throwing the party.
But that's what I really didn't understand about this whole surprise engagement and party is that it's not like they're planning a party and then they're going to get Cynthia there and then surprise her. Candy is telling everyone.
Right.
It's a party and it's a surprise, but I'm not going to tell you what we're celebrating. And I'm like, that's not how has Candy ever thrown a surprise party?
Yeah, Candy doesn't give a shit. She's just like, I don't want to stand behind this. I'm just doing this to check it off the list to say I did it. Is the surprise that Kenya's throwing it? Surprise, Kenya's here.
She even called Cynthia and she goes, I want to invite you to a surprise event. You'll find out what it is when you get there. And it's like, that's not how you do it.
Not a surprise party. That's like a surprise theme.
Yeah.
Oh. Scoozy.
Well, do you want to skip the Drew and Ralph counseling?
I will say, with that part, Drew's counseling with Ralph was so cringy yet again.
Hate it.
Oh, my gosh. That is, like, so uncomfortable. And I watched her Watch What Happens Live, and I just like her so much. And he just seems like such a shitbag. He is just so hostile with her, you know,
that's
and with their relationship, just everything. Like, I was just so confused. Like, wait, so does Ralph not treat her son, Josiah, who's from like a different relationship, like the same as his biological kids? That threw me. Ralph wants to have sex 3 times a week minimum, and he doesn't want her to tell him to do anything. Otherwise, he's emasculating her. Like, I'm just like, what is going on? And then, like, he treated his mom backstory. Twitter was going wild about that.
I agree. I mean, I'm glad that we got some backstory on him because, like, sometimes that can help, like, with clarity and some explanation. Yeah. But there's still no excuse for the way he's behaving now. He's a fucking asshole.
Oh, my God. He just, like, talks crazy to her. I mean, the composure that Drew Sidora has, because I could not do it. I would literally have just, like, burned all of his shit at this point.
Absolutely.
They've been married for 6 years, so ain't her
keep
first rodeo with this.
On.
Yeah. Okay, what was the next one you wanted to talk about?
So then this is where we find out that Portia's sister is planning a surprise party for Portia.
Another surprise party.
And she calls Cynthia, and she wasn't going to invite Kenya, but Cynthia wants to bring Kenya.
As her plus one.
And so she's like, sure, that's okay. And so Cynthia invites Kenya. Dun, dun, dun.
Mm-hmm.
So then it's the day of the party, and everyone's getting ready. Like, they're actually sitting down to get ready. They're probably going to be leaving for this party in an hour.
Everything.
Yep. And Cynthia calls Kenya to tell her that Lauren literally just called her and was like, I don't want Kenya to come.
Yeah. It was kind of like one of those things where you, like, say it's cool, and then you kick it around for a couple days, and you completely regret saying. Because you know that, like, Cynthia sort of put Lauren on the spot, and Lauren was like, oh, yeah, that's fine. I guess Kenya can come. And then she was like, Kenya cannot.
Ugh. Kenya's immediate reaction is to yell for the producers to ask if they knew this was happening.
Do you know anything about this? They were like, nope, nope, nope. But she's like, somebody's going to pay for my hair and makeup.
She is pissed.
Jinx.
So then Kenya calls Candy to tell her what happened.
And then she starts, like, going in. So the reason for the party, sorry, forgot to talk about this, was kind of like to celebrate Portia because she was doing so much with the Black Lives Matter movement. Celebrate that she had been inspiring so many people.
Basically what her sister was saying is, like, listen, look at what you're doing. Like, you're speaking up on behalf of a group of people that sometimes can't speak for themselves. And, you know, you're awesome and you're great. And let's have a party for you.
But like,
yeah,
what I'm saying
is
it wasn't
like
a fluffy purpose for the party. So that's why Lauren was like, I don't want Kenya to come in with Kenya's antics and ruin it. And Kenya, you know, Kenya's like, I don't ruin parties. And then here comes, like, a montage of Kenya just, like, fucking up events. Kenya more hair care. I mean, this goes way, way back. That looked like Portia's season 1. I was just like, there's a pattern, y'all. There's a pattern.
I mean, Kenya's the queen of ruining people's parties.
Yeah, so Kenya's, like, not going to come, but she's upset about it, and she had a present for PJ, so she, like, you know, wraps the present to give it to Candy. It's kind of like, it's also, like, an underlying message of, like, I know I wasn't invited. I am not happy about it, but I'm taking the high road, and here is a present for your child. But then, like, they show the party, and not only was this, like, it was a serious purpose for a party. It was also a nice party. I'm like, you know what? I don't blame Lauren for telling her to stay home.
I think Cynthia put her in a tight spot, and I think Lauren should have said no from jump, but you can't blame her. And the other thing, too, is Kenya doesn't really even like Portia and doesn't like her sister Lauren. So what does it matter, Kenya?
Right. I don't know. That's pretty much all I got.
Yeah, that's pretty much it for that show.
Have you watched any good documentaries?
No, I've been watching a lot of Ray Donovan lately.
So nothing on Howard Hughes.
I do need to bring this up.
There we go.
I know that we're not talking about Salt Lake City today. I'm so glad you said that.
Boy, me too. Very on brand.
So it's Valentine's Day, and Heather's ex-husband comes over to, like, celebrate Valentine's Day with, like, the girls, you know, their daughters. And Heather explains, like, you know, why it was a good choice to marry her husband in the first place. He was, like, very well respected in the community, much like your dog Napoleon.
Very well respected in the community.
And he was tall, and his family had a connection with Howard Hughes.
I can't get away from these references.
Also, I would marry him based on that alone.
Do you know who he kind of looked like? Because I watched a little bit of Salt Lake. He looked like that one actor who, you're not watching The Mandalorian. Damn it. I need to look him up real quick. Stay there. Aha! Richard Brake.
Yep, I can see that.
Well, what else is going on? Oh, I want to know about how your workouts are going, because I have to say, so I got an Apple Watch for Christmas. Thanks, babe. And so Abby and I are linked, and we're doing this, like, birthday spectacular countdown to, like, a banging body transformation, because my birthday is coming up in March. And Abby burned 700 calories in her workout this morning.
I did.
That is awesome. And I will be there with you as soon as my back isn't exploding.
I know, but this is good. I need to catch up to where you're at now, because I'm about 40 pounds heavier than you.
No, you're not.
Oh, I'm 50 pounds heavier than you?
You carry it in your boobs. It's those tickle bitties.
It was like when I told you none of my jeans fit, and you said, it's all in your tits. And I said, yep, you're right. My tits are so big that my jeans don't fit.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
No, that's one of my New Year's resolutions, to get more fit. Obviously, corn nuts is not helping today.
Well, corn nuts and chocolate milk on a Saturday are really, I mean, it's called for. It is demanded.
It sounds great. So that's one of my New Year's resolutions. My other one is to wear lotion.
Oh, why? And where?
On my legs. In my arms, maybe, I guess.
Maybe your hands a little bit?
Yeah.
Face?
I am trying to do a little bit more, like, self-care, so I do sheet masks every morning.
I need to start doing the sheet masks again, too. I have a resolution.
Okay.
I am going to do the splits.
Ooh.
But not, like, Kyle Richards style, like, the normal kind.
Okay.
So I'm going to drop into a split, and then I'm going to pop my ass.
Ooh, I like that. I can't wait to see that. This New Year's resolution benefits both of us.
Coming from the person who literally pulled their back plunging a toilet, I'm going to, like, twerk in the splits at some point in 2021. Very ambitious.
Going from one end of the spectrum to the other.
It's fine. The world is our oyster.
You know, I'm looking forward to getting healthier and getting more fit. Actually, I shouldn't say getting healthier. I should just say I want to be skinny. Okay. I don't really care if I'm healthy.
Big facts over here. Ditto, girl.
And I love my new sweatshirt.
I love it. I love that you love serial killers.
I love serial killer documentaries. One of my favorites is on Eileen Wuornos.
Obviously.
Eyebrow
goals.
Oh, my God. Amazing, right?
Puppies, wine, and snacks. So, Abby, what is your Twitter and Insta and all that good stuff?
Abby Ray W-I. That's ABBYRAEWI.
And I'm Katie, K-A-T-I-E, Radio, the number one. All right, we'll talk to you guys later.
Yay, bye.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office.
More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.